Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by the first half of a more than generous donation from VR on Patreon. He didn't have a topic, so I want to discuss how, as the leftist feminists get crazier and crazier, Islam appears to be saner and saner, from the perspective of limiting some of the destructive female forces in society. I could just imagine how easy it is for the Taliban in Afghanistan to recruit and rile up their troops by showing them videos about feminists in the West, and what they look like. And it's perfect propaganda for groups like the Taliban. Just show pictures of women before and after feminism to your soldiers, and tell them about Facebook in the West and how it's censoring men that are trying to speak up against feminists. And it's an easy sell. I'm predicting that in the West, if the insanity continues, we might see an incel Islam alliance. But I'm predicting that the Muslims that do migrate to America will one day use the Western incel population as cannon fodder, with the false promise that if they fight and win, that they'll get a bride too. If they fight and lose, then they'll have countless virgins in paradise. It's a win-win scenario. Islam can easily convince sexually frustrated 20-year-old men to blow themselves up in the Middle East with promises of those virgins. So why wouldn't they use men of European descent as cannon fodder? They'll want up to the four wives that are promised to them in Islam for themselves, and the more recently converted former infidel incels will be the useful idiots of Islam. Islam is pretty smart and sneaky. First, they're using women and Marxists and creating an unholy alliance with them to destabilize the West. Then, when they have success at that, I suspect that they'll use the incel men to fight for their cause. If they do win, I suspect that in the end you might see someone like Elon Musk sending in the androids to defeat them. What inspired me to talk about this was watching a video where a female American reporter asked a bunch of Taliban guys if the Taliban was for women's rights, and they just laughed at her, and one guy even did a facepalm and told her to turn off the camera. They're either laughing at how naive the woman interviewing them was, or they're laughing at the idea of giving women power. After all, there are a lot of Muslims in the city of Paris, France. Somewhere between 60 and 70% of the women working at City Hall there, and they changed the rules that said that only 60% of the jobs there could go to one gender. What do you think will happen when that city becomes majority Moroccan, Tunisian, and Algerian? Will 80 or 90% of the City Hall be staffed by women in a Sharia state? I'll discuss more in just a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to the female equality being laughed at by men that demand women dress in burqas clown world show. Also, just so that everyone knows, with regards to the ad I just played, I also have that shirt available in black now. That's been my biggest seller since I released it, and I thought it was time to freshen up my offering a bit. I never thought I'd say this, but there's a lot I agree with regards to Sharia law. There are some things in it that create a certain type of society. For example, Islam says that a man can have up to 4 wives. This incentivizes the successful men to hoard women, which eventually leads to child abuse because there aren't enough women to go around for the other men. But 4 women would rather share that one man, a top-tier alpha male, than 4 women pairing up with 4 guys. Islam seems to understand human nature, more specifically female nature and hypergamy, more than monogamous societies. But in a Christian society, monogamy, where each man is supposed to get one wife, this means each man has 4 skin in the game, and the child abuse is usually limited to the clergy and their altar boys. When every man gets a woman, he's more likely to work a lot harder to build up society. So is it any wonder that as Christianity dies in the West, we're seeing incels and polygamy popping up everywhere? How far the West has fallen where incels are starting to agree with Islam and see it as more sustainable longer term when compared to the feminist quagmire we currently find ourselves in. But that's why I suggested in my last video about this, about Afghanistan, that at some point we could see that incel-Islam alliance. The more martyrs there are, the more women there are for the remaining men to marry. Nature creates more male children for war, and it looks as though Islam puts them to good use, warring with other nations. Islam is right that women don't actually mind sharing the alpha males, and Islam is right about creating a stable society by not giving women political power. But the traditional Christian West was able to create the most stable societies longer term. But given the choice between gynocentric feminism and Islam, the choice is pretty clear. Islam. Islam has traditionally locked women up at home and restricted their ability to participate in the labor force. The ancient Athenian Greeks kept their women locked up at home as well. And they seem to be the most prosperous city-state when compared to a place like Sparta, where the women ruled and the place fell apart after a handful of generations. And there was no great art, literature, or philosophy. Islam also had its golden age up until it was broken by the Mongol invaders. Islam's light philosophy also ended up conquering the Mongols because they embraced it after capturing much of the Muslim world. Islam keeps women in check by limiting their attention, thus cutting off their narcissistic supply. In the West, after multiple waves of feminism, men are always on the defensive, and the battle of the sexes never ends. Islam, and more specifically those that buy into Sharia law, have just made sure that men win. Of course, the ideal would be equality, but Muslims understand, just like the ancient Greeks, that if you make women your equal, soon she will dominate you. But the victory of Sharia over women comes with consequences. There is constant internal and external strife between groups, because there aren't enough women to go around. The lack of peace is bad, but it's also good because peace makes men weak. War makes the surviving male stronger. Islam also stacks all the rights in men's favor, but in a way that's fair, because it also gives men all of the responsibilities. I know that under Sharia law that criticizing or denying any part of the Quran is punishable by death. I'm not criticizing anything, just making observations about what happens when Sharia is implemented and how it compares to other philosophies and plans for living like Christianity and gynocentric feminism that we're dealing with today. Sharia gets it right by making many of the rules about the way that men and women conduct sexual and relationship business with one another. We are seeing the collapse of the West because we don't have defined rules between the sexes. Or when we do have defined rules, like the ones we see at the Paris City Hall, where women became more than 60% of the officials, they just changed the rules. You may not agree with or want to live in a system with a certain set of fixed rules, but laws are a powerful thing. They provide you a social contract. In the West, we have a social contract that's constantly shifting depending on which wokesters are in power today. You can't have a stable long-term society without laws that are defined and enforced, and they're consistent. Why do you think the United States Founding Fathers wanted to create a state where laws ruled the land instead of monarchs that made up the laws as they went along? Sharia is kind of like China's social credit score. Many of you don't agree with either of those things, but I've said before that in some ways China's defined social credit scheme is better than the arbitrary censorship and deplatforming in the West. I would rather live in a system with less freedom, but with defined rules and regulations, rather than a system with no definite rules or where the rules are always changing that has more freedom, for now, because you're always worrying about losing your freedoms later. Of course, the ideal state is one where the rules are there to give you freedom, but it's tragic when the fear of the coup has suspended so many of our freedoms and we may actually have to fight to get them back at some point. What worries me for the Taliban in Afghanistan is that Western technologies like smartphones allow our ideas to come in and they wouldn't have before. Many of the Taliban fighters are actually given phones as gifts for fighting against the Americans and Afghan government. The smartphone is America's Trojan horse for your mind. The Chinese and Russians were wise to build their own internet outside the Western one. As for the Taliban, if they're just using their phones for pornography, then that might not actually be a bad thing, because the sexual release means that the abuse of young boys might be stopped or reduced in many places. But what those in Islam need to understand is that the system of arbitrary rules in the West could infect their way of thinking ever so slowly through those smartphones, and they might find themselves treating women better subconsciously. There is a chance they might start simping without even knowing it. Take, for example, women in Saudi Arabia being given the right to vote, becoming politicians, and driving cars. That's how it happens, slowly without your society realizing it. Islam is right to fear the power of women by covering them up and restricting their ability to have the freedom to seduce men and sow chaos into society. But will they start to become more moderate like Saudi Arabia one day? Up until the early 20th century in Christian countries, women were expected to cover themselves with headscarves and dress modestly and cover everything, including their ankles. Even to this day in the West, most guys that go in public and see women in regular street clothing can't seem to control themselves. stable societies are built upon chastity and not thoughtery. Islam still seems to understand this, unlike the West. In the West, we're seeing the new woke religion that's more like waging witch trials against traditional conservatives than anything else. And it's destabilizing society. The left wants to destroy the people on the right, and the people on the right are ironically the only thing holding things together from falling apart further. The West has become a suicidal civilization, and while Taliban society might not be free and throws their rainbow flag people off of roofs, all they have to do is sit back and drink their non-alcoholic beer while waiting for the West to disintegrate. The mystery link will explore leftist psychology further and actually explain what's going on out there. Our complex industrial society disempowers people and creates more losers than winners, and the losers that can't compete go out and try and tear down the autonomous winners. The Taliban have autonomy and don't have that slave mentality that's so prevalent in the West. One of the reasons the Afghani army that the Americans trained to fight the Taliban failed was because they subconsciously didn't want to live in a heartless industrialized economy. And to escape the brutal nature of the Western way of life that was being pushed on them, they would abuse young boys while smoking hashish. And the US soldiers couldn't say anything and couldn't really train them because they were stoned all the time. Meanwhile, the Taliban was fighting for a purpose, and so they could be part of something that's referred to as the power process. I would argue that in the West, in many ways, it's become impotent because it's become feminized, and everything most men in life do requires permission from women. This sort of thing also seeped into the US military in Afghanistan because they had to shoot at an enemy only when that enemy shot first. So a Taliban soldier might open a door and point an Uzi at you, but you have to wait until he fires and then confirm with your chain of command before taking authority and firing back. Industrial societies to survive have to concentrate power into fewer and fewer hands. How do they expect people to fight and win against a patriarchal enemy that believes in male autonomy? If the feminized babysitter nanny state expects you to ask for permission to engage. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to VR on Patreon for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Afghanis were abusing young boys, which wasn't gay. But throwing all those queers off of rooftops, who are gay, according to them, is okay. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the complete disintegration of Western gynocentric governments that strip all the power and autonomy from men before they can go back to something that more closely resembles a Christian patriarchy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.